Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. A little bit of heart bringing us back there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, et cetera, et cetera. And don't forget to take our poll question this week, which is right there on the homepage. Give us your answer. When you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about change. Rick's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? And also Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and something new, Rick, it's a white paper, right? Why 70% of changes fail?
Yeah, pardon me. I had pulled out one of the major themes from the new version of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and just put it together in this, 12-page paper.
Right.
Figuring people are busy and just get to the main point on that. And
just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts, exactly.
Well, and I'm glad you did, because this is very illuminating. It's actually kind of frightening when you think about it. Am I correct now that you're saying that 70% of changes fail?
We are.
Why if with that kind of a record, why even try?
if you start to dig into the couple of studies, one was a McKinsey study and the other was by IBM that said only 60% fail, so it's a little bit better. But there are some companies that are pretty successful at change pretty consistently. So that 70% failure rate isn't distributed across all companies. I mean, there's some people who continually do it wrong and somehow still survive, and there are other companies that they do something and you could bet on them. They're probably going to be successful.
I will tell you this: the days of not changing, and either not making any attempt to adjust to the oncoming future marketplace, those who don't make any changes or those who fail at making changes will not survive very long. What do you think?
Oh yeah. I agree.
I mean, this isn't 1955, folks. coming to the 20, and you know what else, Rick? It's not even just the 21st century anymore. I'm delineating it even more than this. I'm saying we now need to think second decade 21st century.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. But one of the things I find with my own clients is they'd be nodding their head if they were listening right now, going, "Yeah, Jim, we agree with you. We really need to pay attention to the change." But where the 70% comes in is the fact that after all these years of change management and change leadership and books and consulting practices, people still keep making the same mistakes. And so
Not me, Rick. I'm
no,
not like that.
No, well, you've never made many mistakes.
No, of course.
Yeah, so. So you and I kind of stand out
exactly
above the crowd. Yeah,
yeah. They kind of have to take us out of the equation because we kind of skew the numbers here, don't we?
Well, we do, and I try to wear that lightly, because I really don't want to intimidate friends and family.
Me too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. the big problem is that we keep making the same mistakes over and over again, and usually the mistakes are avoidable. One. Huge one is leaders often do a really poor job of engaging employees. And I'm not talking about employee satisfaction. I'm talking about engaging, like getting them into situations where success depends on them, where in order to be successful, they're rolling up their sleeves, they're contributing, they're helping.
They don't feel like they're part of the ownership of this change, it ain't happening.
Right, and if it's a big change, that's almost always true, that there are various groups of people, maybe different levels in the organization, maybe, vendors and other partners that have got to have skin in the game. And we don't, some people do a really good job of it, but a lot of leaders don't quite know how to get people engaged in that way. And that really leads to failure. It just invites resistance and invites apathy.
Well, we're going through something right now. We're making some changes. There's a little wrinkle in our business that we're changing right now, and it's fairly significant, and it's changing some behaviors, and for the better, and we're literally in the middle of it right now, and we're doing our best to make sure everybody's involved, everybody's connected to it, and I feel that my job has got to be to point out that the result of the changes, the product of these changes, this is how it's affecting what we do. This is how it's going to benefit our customers. This is how, when this hits the marketplace, we will benefit from it, and therefore it'll be good for all of us, including my ability to make payroll.
Yeah.
Now that's how I'm doing, trying to sell the virtues of this change. I don't know if that's a good, if that's good in your opinion or not.
Well, it may be. What's key about it, Jim, is for you to have a feedback loop to say, all right, that's
right.
My thinking going in. That's what I'm trying to communicate.
Right.
And then have a way to know are people responding to that?
Right.
And if not, then don't keep sailing in the same direction.
Of course. No. I hear you. Well, that's kind of what we're doing. I mean, I've been asking. And this is our first week in this one little wrinkle that we're doing differently, but 70%, and a lot of that is because it's got to be because people aren't getting feedback, getting buy-in from the employees.
Well, that is a big one, that's big, and equally big is that the change is introduced and people don't know why the change is important.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about also why they should care?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back with Rick Maurer after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.